What Johnny Cash would eat. So guys, there is a storytelling portion of the show. It's not just me and Claire, but guess what? The first storyteller tonight is Claire Friedman.
Oh my god, thank you so much. So tonight's theme is a slice of life. So I wanted to talk about a slice of my life, specifically one that happened today. Okay. So I was driving down the street. I live up in Lakeview. And I was driving down the street, coming from a Starbucks, and I park, and I look, and there's a cop in the middle of the street. There's a cop car. And I was like, huh, a little funny, probably some sort of property crime. This man's investigating it. That's fine. You do you, Chicago PD. I go into the Starbucks to get my tea. Now, I was a little bit surprised that the Chicago PD was there. Not surprised that I didn't seem to see them doing anything. I've had a few run-ins with the CPD, as I'm sure we all have, especially if you're not white. And so I've had a few run-ins with them. The first time was I got my bike was stolen. My bike was stolen right out of my house. Someone sawed through our porch. Probably structurally damaged the porch and just took my bike right off of there. So I called the police and I was like, hey, like my bike was stolen. It meant a lot to me. Like, what can I do? And no one has ever sounded more annoyed than the 911 operator who hung up on me. And then when I called back, I called 311 to report it, file a police report, which I needed to do for my insurance. But no one ever wanted to talk to me or come by or like interact with me in any way. So I was like, good, they're out in the community. This is good. I come out of Starbucks and there's two cop cars. And I'm like, huh, that's interesting. There's now an SUV parked behind the regular cop car in the middle of the street. And I'm like, wow, something must have really happened in this quiet tree-filled north side street. And I was thinking about, like, wow, I'm amazed that they got two people to show up, because I was thinking back to another time when I tried to get the police. I had gotten doored riding down Milwaukee, test riding a bike. I got doored, was bloody in the middle of the street, just covered in blood. We needed to call the cops again just to file a police report against this poor guy who doored me, who, like, seemed very, very sorry, but I could have had medical bills. I cracked the helmet I was wearing, and I waited bleeding in a bike shop for 3 hours, which is not sanitary. Like, that's not something customers want to come in and see, is just someone like crying and covered in dirt and blood and be like, buy a bike, it's fine. So I waited for 3 hours, and like different cops would pass by and I would stop them and I would be like, hey, are you here to help me? And they would be like, no. And they would drive away. And finally I stopped when I was like, are you here to help me? And they were like, no. And also there's no report of this in our system. No one's coming. And I was like, cool. That's how this feels, to live in an outlaw society. So I had to drive and file it myself. And so I was like, wow, there are two cop cars. Like, something must be important. And as I'm thinking that to myself, a third SUV pulls up. And I'm like, what's happening right now? Because the only time I had successfully gotten the police to come to my aid was when my car had been broken into while I was inside of it. Someone smashed the window behind me, stole my backpack out of it. I chased him down the street, which is a bad idea. And they came about an hour later and asked me if I was okay. And I was like, yeah, I guess. And I was like, are you going to try and find that guy? And they said, no. And they moved on to more important things. And I was like, well, at least they have more important things. At least they're like doing things that are more important than my silly bike accidents and being robbed and things like that. They have more important things to be doing. And so I watched these three cops on this north side street at 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. And finally, one of them came into view because he had picked up a divvy bike off the median. And three cops were standing around it looking at this divvy bike, trying to figure something out with it. And remember, the order is cop car, cop SUV, cop SUV. They pop the trunk on the cop sedan and they start to put the divvy bike in it. And they all sit around and they talk and they look at it and they nod their heads. And the trunk is just open with this Divvy bike hanging out of it. And they nod and they start to walk back to their cars. Now, I have so many questions. First of all, why does this take 6 police officers? What else could you have been doing? I tried to check the like scanner and the police blotter to find out why they were there and what they were doing, and also to see what other crimes they could have been helping. Also, why didn't they put it in either of the SUVs? Were those SUVs filled with Divvy bikes? Why couldn't they have dropped off the Divvy bike at the Divvy bike station, a mere half block away? And I was so baffled at these policemen standing around this bicycle that is owned by the city, that seemed to be in perfect working condition, nodding to themselves and steadfastly, confidently throwing a bike in the trunk of the car and driving off. That as they were doing that, I took a picture of them. And I thought, well, if you're not going to help anybody, at least you can get me some likes on Facebook. Thank you.
Thank you, Claire. They also could ride the Divvy bike, maybe. I don't know. I don't want to tell the officers what to do. Any CPD here? You got answers? We need to know.